We left off on. I think it's in the Big Beis Medrash. I think they're probably going to have up signs with typos, with commitments, and the whole story. So we left off on Yud Gim Lamed Aleph. We were in the middle of the Tosfos about Divrei Shechiv Merak Kiksuvin Dechim Mesurin Domin. So we have a klal in the Gemara called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. Somebody pointed out to me, someone who attends my shir, Baal Bos attends my shir, pointed out that when I put out my sefer Eretz Hatzvi, he read the whole sefer from the beginning to the end, and he says the recurrent theme in the whole sefer is called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Deraisa Tikkun. I didn't realize myself till after he told me, and then I thought about it. I think it's correct. That's the recurrent theme in the whole sefer, that all the dinim derabbanan have to be rooted, have to be patterned after a din deraisa. Rav Soloveitchik spent many years giving shiurim for the Balabatim on Gemara Brachas in Maria. There used to be a shul on Broadway and 80th Street. So most of Masechas Brachas has dinim derabbanan. So what he made after he made the siyum, after many years, over 10 years of learning Brachas, so he made a comment in one of the latest shiurim that one could wonder, why did he spend so much time on Brachas, which is only dinim derabbanan, so it's only Talmud Torah but derabbanan on the level of the Raisa Bittul Torah. Maybe you should have given shiur on Zvachim and Menachas, which is most of it is dinim deraisa, and a few dinim derabbanan, so there would have been less Bittul Torah deraisa and more Talmud Torah deraisa. So he thought that that wasn't a question. He thought that even if you spend time learning dinim derabbanan, even though the dinim are derabbanan, the chayvus agaver to observe these dinim is only derabbanan, but a cheftza shel Torah it is on the level of deraisa. That how can you have such a thing? That the chayvus agaver to observe these dinim is only the rabbanon, but it still constitutes a cheftza shel Torah on the level of deraisa. So he said, look, we have it by Beis Shammai. The Gemara says, we don't pass on like Beis Shammai at all, afilu b'shas hadchak, even to be mitzarf their opinion. And nonetheless, the Gemara says, eilu v'eilu divi l'kim chayim. What do you mean divi l'kim chayim? When you study Beis Shammai shita, you get schar as one who's learning Torah. If I know that a sefer has dvar metalim, there are a lot of svarim that have dvar metalim. So if I know in advance that the sefer is all full of mistakes, and I read the sefer, that's not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. I know in advance that it's wrong. But when we spend time learning Beis Shammai Shita, even though there's absolutely no chodesh agavra at all, you're not allowed to follow Beis Shammai. Even Shas HaTchak, but it still is a cheftza shel Torah, because they're using the rules of the Midrash HaTorah and the Dresh HaSben. So here too, by Dinim Derabbanan, Rav Soloveitchik thought, even though the chodesh agavra to observe the Dinim Derabbanan is clearly only the Derabbanan, even the Rambam who says that the Dinim Derabbanan are binding because of the Pasuk of Laisasur, but it does mean the chodesh agavra is Menat Torah. How can you have chiyuv deraisa to follow adin derabbanan? But a cheftza shel Torah it is on the level of deraisa. That's where Rav Soloveitchik was very surprised. The Ramah in Yeridei Chelek Gimel and Hilchos Talmud Torah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes the din, Ma'ani bechinam afata bechinam. It says in the pasuk in Chumash Devarim, Re'eilu ma'arati eschum chukim mishpatim kasher tzivani Hashem alakoy. So the pasuk pshat on the pasuk is, Moshe Rabbeinu tells Bnei Yisrael, I transmitted all the dinim to you, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu instructed me that I should transmit it. So that's the Pshut Rishon Mikvah. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. Ve'ele marte eschem uchukim mishpatim, I have taught you the Torah in the same fashion that the Ribbono Shel Olam taught me the Torah. Kasher tzivani Hashem Elokai. Mani bechinam afatam chinam. Just like when the Ribbono Shel Olam taught me on top of Har Sinai, he didn't charge me any tuition. So too, when I taught the Torah to Bnei Yisrael, I didn't charge any tuition to the Bnei Yisrael. We're not allowed to charge when we teach Torah. So this din is quoted in Shulchan Aruch that a Rebbe is not allowed to charge for teaching Torah. So the Ramah quotes from Hagos Maimoni, if he's teaching Hilchas Chanukah, or he's teaching Dinim Derabbanan, he is permitted to charge. Because Dinim Derabbanan is not Torah. So eventually he was very surprised. He thought that all the dinim derabbanan, even though the chavis agavah to observe it is only the rabbanan, but a cheftza shel Torah, it is on the level of deraisa. So how are you allowed to charge? He didn't think that made sense. Either Ramah quotes it from Agos Maimoni. Agos Maimoni has a right from the Gemara in the Dorim. The Mishnah says, the Mishnah in the Dorim talks about a person teaching Torah to young children. And the Mishnah seems to imply that it's permissible to charge schar lima, to charge tuition, to teach little children. So the Gemara posed the question, how come? So the Gemara gives two answers, either because the little children, so the Rebbe, in addition to teaching Torah, is also a babysitter. He has to discipline the children, make sure that they don't run away, they don't run wild. So he's charging not tuition for teaching, he's charging for his babysitting activities. And adults, I don't have to babysit. Whoever doesn't want to show up, doesn't show up. Maybe I should babysit. Maybe I should take attendance more often. But for little children, the Gemara says, one opinion is, one suggestion is that the reason why Malamed for little children is allowed to charge tuition is because it's for the Schar Shimer, that he's watching the children like a babysitter. The other suggestion the Gemara gives is that in the days of the Tanoim, when they would teach Tanakh to little children between the age of 5 and 10, they teach Tanakh. Starting from 10 till 15, they teach Mishnais, and over 15, they start teaching Gemara. So between the age of 5 and 10, they teach Tanakh, so they used to teach with the Trub. And the Gemara has a machlokes whether the Trub, Pisuk Taimim, is their Isa Derabbanan. So if you should hold that Pisuk Taimim is only Derabbanan, then you're allowed to charge, then you're permitted to charge for that. So the Hagos Maimoni is quoted by the Ramad. Hagos Maimoni says, you see from the Gemara, that if you're teaching something that's only Derabbanan, so you're permitted to charge. If you hold, we happen to assume that Pisuk Taimim is their Isa. So Trub is also their Isa. You're not allowed to charge for that. So the salary that the Malamed charges is only Schar Shimer, only for the babysitting activities that he does. But according to the other opinion, that Trup is only Midrabbanon, then the Gemara says you're allowed to charge. So isn't that a Raya Brura, that to teach a Din de Rabbanon is Muta? So it could be that it's not a Raya. It could be if one wants the Dingzach with the Ramah, with Agos Maimir, can say to teach a Din de Rabbanon, all the Dinim Rabbanon, call the Tikkun Rabbanon, came the Raisa Tikkun. All the dinim are patterned after dinim deraisa, because after the rabbis will institute the dinim derabbanon, they will become a chelik of the Torah Shebal Peh, the level of deraisa. That's only by midrash morim. If they make up dinim, hilchas chanukah, if they make up dinim, so dinim blend in to the whole misgeret of the Torah Shebal Peh. But if they compose a nigin, they compose a nigin, so nigin also becomes a chelik of the Torah Shebal Peh. So if there's a din at piece of time, is deraisa, is a din deraisa, you have to lay in with trop. So the nigin is a din deraisa, but if you hold a piece of time is only the rabbanon, so maybe there you can say if you teach trub, that the nigin doesn't become a chelik, and nigin doesn't become the notes. If it's alter rebbe's nigin, it's a different story. That's kodesh kadoshim. We're talking about a nigin when you're laying kriyas haTorah. So if it's only the rabbanon, so it doesn't become a chelik of the Torah shebal peh. So for that you're allowed to charge money. But to teach dinim the rabbanon like hilchas chanukah, so the SOY did not pay me to give the shir on Erev Chanukah. Because they're machmer like Rabbi Salvation. You're not allowed to pay even if you're going to teach Dinim Derabbanan. Yeah. So what's over here? So we were wondering, there is a Takana Derabbanan, Dibre Shechid Mirak Kiksuv Mimichim Surin Dome. When they make a Takana Derabbanan, they have to use building blocks that exist on the level of their eyes. Where do they have a Chaloshem Shechid Mirah? Shechid Mirah means a person who's sick in bed. A goses is a concept on the level of the rice. So the Gemara has an erchen, special dinim. Gemara in erchen and the Gemara in nozir has dinim that only apply to a goses. Dinim deraisa that only apply to a goses. There are some dinim deraisa where the goses is different from others. But shchemira just means a chayla muta lemishkav. A person katshochi berami ba'arsin. He's lying down and resting in bed. So where do you have on the level of the Raisa any halacha that depends on a Shechid Meira that you can say called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein the Raisa Tikkun, that they're employing a concept that exists on a level of the Raisa? So we said that there is a din in Hilchas Yerusha. We mentioned the Mishnah in Bava Basu Kuf Lamed Amid Aleph. Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yechem Ben Broika. Atar Nastam Rishus Lav Lahan Chalachom Misha Yirtze. If he has three sons and they should really get one third, nobody's a pchor. So instead of one third, he decides he wants to give two fifths, and one fifth. Wants to give 50%, 50%, and zero. So the Mishnah quotes Rabbi Yechem Ben Broika that he's entitled to do that based on the pasuk. What do you mean hanchilo es bana? The person dies, the Malach HaMavis takes his life. He dies in gishtarben. He dies, so his nachasin go birusha. So how do you write hanchilo es bana? He's not manchil. He's not manchil es bana. So the Rabbi Yechem Ben Broika derives from the pasuk that the morish has a right to make a tzavua to alter the schus of Yerusha a little bit. So the Gemara there has a suffix in the Bayit Lev Shita. Does that mean even at the age of 50? At any age he has a right to make a tzavua, and then he dies 70 years later, at the age of 120. He makes a tzavua at the age of 50, and it's governed with that din. It's covered with that halacha. Hatar nasta rishus la'av lahan chalachom. Well, maybe not so. Maybe the halacha only means when he's a shchid meira. when he's a Shechid Meirah, that's Biyom Hanchilos Banav, on the day that he's about to die. Why did the Gemara say Shechid Meirah? Why didn't they say Goses? Shechid Meirah just means that he's Katkotze V'rami Ba'arsei, that he's lying in bed. Why did they give a Goses? A Goses is a... The definition of a Goses is that the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos in Perek Aleph and Aholos, that death is a process, and the beginning of the process, when the process starts to set in, that's a definition of a Goses. So I would have said, L'chaire, if you want to say B'yom HaNechilos Banam means a specific day in the person's life, not at the age of 50, when he's making out a will because he thinks he's going to die in the future. No, I would have said Goses. What does the Gemara say before Goses? What does the Gemara chapan? Shechid Meirah. That's the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Only Shechid Meirah. No one says Goses. So in the end of Gittin and the end of Kiddushin, the end of Gittin is a Rosh, and the end of Kiddushin is a Taisvus, but there's a Machlekes of Rishonim, half of the Bali Taisvus hold that a Goses Halpidin is considered a Labardas. So if you would adopt that position, that a Goses is considered a Labardas, you cannot instruct to give a get. Usually the Goses is in a coma when he's about to die. But sometimes people are Goses or he's foaming at the mouth, and he's not able to communicate, and he doesn't know b'chlav what's going on. But sometimes you have a person who's about to die, and he's in his full senses, and he says, I'd like to please write a get and give it to my wife quickly before I die, so she shouldn't have to be skukali of him. So Tosfos has a machlokes whether Goses can give instructions to give a get or not. So half of the Bali Tosfos were of the opinion that a Goses is considered a lav bardas. Since a Goses is one in whom the process of death has already set in, so, and a dead person is a lav bardas, al-pidin, even though he's clever and he's intelligent and he's aware, he's alert, he knows everything that's going on, since he's half dead, he's on his way to die, the process of death has already set in. So half of the Bali HaTosfos hold that that's considered a lav bardas, al-pidin. So if you would say like that, that a Goses is a lav bardas, then we understand very well why the Gemara didn't raise the possibility that maybe Rabbi Yechem HaBroikas did only applies by Goses. A Goses is a lav bardas, whatever he says has to be disregarded. So the Gemara only raised the possibility maybe it should be restricted, the din. Maybe it should be limited only to the situation of a Shechid Meirah. So how do we paskin in the Bible of Shita? So in Chosh Mishpah, we paskin, it's in the Bible of Shita, so we paskin Hamoitze Mechavera Olav Harai. The Muchzok wins. So who's the Muchzok? I have three sons, and each one is if I wouldn't have said a word, wouldn't have made any tzavot. So each one would be entitled to get one third, one third, one third. Now I say I want him to get two fifths, and one fifth. So it says suffik, and I said it before I became a shchimer. I said it at the age of 50. So it's an ibadlev sheet and the gemara where it's good. So on cheshimish, but we paskin that since each son was in line to get one third, so the son whom I want to cheat and only give one fifth, he's considered muchzak on the whole third. And since it's a suffik, whether the other two are entitled to two fifths or only one third. So Amotz Machaber Olav Arai, he's considered the Muchzak. That's also an interesting psak, that the Yoresh who is entitled to one third, if I wouldn't have made a Tzavua, is considered Muchzak. Yeah, Mishnah is like that. That whenever there's a, whenever a man dies, whenever a person dies, and there's a suffik if he owed money to someone else or not, to a Balchoiv, to a Malveh, so the Yoresh is considered Muchzak. So that we understand. Mishnah is the end of our bas. Because Brokara Davua, and the father is Muchzuk. So when the father dies, the Yorish takes over Birusha. The Yorish is called the Muchzuk. Even though from day number one, when the father dies, the suffix is whether the Balchoiv is entitled or not. So we say that I understand. The Yorish is Muchzuk vis-a-vis a non-Yorish, in contrast to the Balchoiv, contrast to the Malvin. But a Yorish here, they're all Yorishim. According to the laws of Yerusha, if you don't make a tzavua, each one is entitled to one third. And if you do make a tzavua, then you have to follow the tzavua. So here we're misupid whether tzavua is valid or not. So why should we consider this son as a muchzak on one third? That's interesting. So that's in Shulchan Aruch. That's what they assume, that each one is considered muchzak on one third. So halach, bottom line, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch because of the suffix. That din the arise of Rabbi Yechem and Broika, hator nastam rishus lav lahancha lachom mishayirtze, only applies in a situation of a Shechid Meirah. So you have a din deraisa that depends on Shechid Meirah. Dinam deraisa that depends on Goses, but you have a few. And Nozir and Erechem. But a din deraisa that depends on Shechid Meirah, that's a Chiddush. The din of Rabbi Yechem Avroika depends on Shechid Meirah. We learned the Gemara, we spent a lot of time on Chesam Beis. And Amira Lenochri Shvus, the Gemara says Amira Lenochri is only forbidden with the Rabbanon. The Bamaka Mitzvah Hisha Beretz Yisola goes by Rabbanon. So we discussed over there also Amira Lenochri Shvus. On the level of the Raisa, it doesn't exist. We have a klal called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein the Raisa Tikkun. So what could possibly be the Kein the Raisa over here of Amira Lenochri? So we suggested that there is an institution of Ger Toshav. What's a Ger Toshav? Ger Toshav means a Nochri who accepts upon himself in the presence of the Bezna of three Jewish people to observe all the Sheva Mitzvahs Beninah. Rabbi Yosef Engel is bothered with the Kasha. What do you mean he accepts upon himself to observe? Whether he accepts or he doesn't accept, he's obligated to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Beninah anyway. He's Mitzvah V'yoymet. So what does it change his status if he accepts upon himself? So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a Sefer on Yerideya that's called Eitzus Yosef. He has a few Svarim that he entitled. This is Eitzus Yosef Yerideya. There's other Svarim also entitled Eitzus Yosef. So in Simon Beis in Yerideya, when they talk about Shchitas Ger Toshav, if a Nochri Shechts a Beim, it's in a Beila. If a Ger Toshav Shechts a Beim, it's in a Beila. So he raises this question. So he suggests the possibility, maybe based on the Gemara in Bava Kamma and Daf Lamed Ches, that the Gemara quotes the Pasuk in Ovadia, I think. Omad v'aymoided eretz roa v'ayat egoyim. That's the haftarah that we recite on Shavuos, I think. What does it mean? Omad v'aymoided eretz roa v'ayat egoyim. Right before Ma'amin Hasina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked around the whole world and he saw that Umasoilam are not observing the Shem and Mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So, roa v'ayat egoyim. So he was mad to them. So he said, okay, I relieve you. I relieve you of the Shem and Mitzvahs. Now you don't have to keep them anymore. So the Gemara says, "In Cain, Matzina Chayte Niskar." It's a crime pays. If you violate the Sheva Mitzvah long enough, the Rebbeinu Shalom sees that you're not cut out to keep it, so you'll get away with it. You won't be punished. How can that be? So the Gemara says, "No, it's only to their detriment." Rovayat the Goyim, Omad Vehita Lehem Sheva Mitzvah Vinach means if they violate the Sheva Mitzvah Vinach, they'll be punished. But if they'll observe the Sheva Mitzvah Vinach, they'll only get reward like an Eina Mitzvah V'yosef. They won't get reward like a Mitzvah V'yosef. So Rabbi Yosef Engel in Oitzvus Yosef and Yerodeh quotes that Gemara in Bava Kamma that the Nochrim Mizman Hazeh only get, since Maimon HaSina V'yelech, Ruah Bayat L'goyim, Hita Lehem Sheva Mitzvah, so Mizman Hazeh, if a Nochri does observe Sheva Mitzvah V'yosef, he'll only get reward like an Eina Mitzvah V'yosef. So Rabbi Yosef Engel suggests maybe that's what's accomplished by the institution of Ger Toshav. If Ger Toshav is Mekabel upon himself, in the presence of a Bezn of Shloisha Yisraelim, that is going to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Anayach, so maybe now, if he'll observe them, he'll get reward like a Mitzvah V'yos. He's accepting upon himself, and the acceptance makes it obligatory, and it's considered a Mitzvah V'yos. That's the suggestion of Rabbi Yosef Engel. Rabbi Nezer gives another suggestion. They were contemporaries. Rabbi Nezer gives another suggestion based on a sugya increases daftesa medala. He says, maybe what it means is the following. He says, there are tanoim who seems to say, like, maybe what it means is the following. The b'nei noyach ha-mechuyiv to observe the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, just the basic sheva mitzvahs, that's all. They don't have to observe all the abiz rahus, everything that's related. Masha'enikin, the ger toshav, who is mekabel upon himself, the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noyach, so maybe his kabbalah enhances his obligation to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs, and he has to not only observe the Sheva Mitzvahs, he has to observe all the related dinim. What's an example of a related din? So take, for example, we had in the Parsha HaShavua last Shabbos, we had the Gemara in Saita points out, you see from the Parsha, that it's you have to be so careful not to cause humiliation or embarrassment to someone else. Even have to give up your own life. That Tamar was prepared when she became pregnant, and then they wanted to kill her, so she was prepared to lose her life rather than to humiliate Yehuda. And she said, Li shashel alo, anochi haro. She didn't say that it's Yehuda. If he'll admit, fine, and if he doesn't admit, so she's prepared to die. So the Rabbeinu Yoina has in the Shari Tshuva, he has a comment on that Gemara, the reason why it's Yehorek Bal Yava, because that's a form of Shvichas Domin, that's a form of Ritzicha. Because the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, in the end of Perek HaZohav, that one who embarrasses someone else, normally a rosy, an individual has a rosy complexion, and if a person is embarrassed, then his whole face turns white. So in a certain sense, that's a form of shvichas damim. It's not real shvichas damim, it's an abizrayah shvichas damim. So the Rabbeinu Yoni has a chiddush, not only do you apply Yehorek Valyava to the actual avera of shvichas damim, to Ritzicha itself, even to dinim that are related to shvichas damim. That's two opinions in Tosfos. Let's say, would you say Yehorek Valyavar on Isur of getting Hanoah from Avodah Zarah? Someone's running, the Nazis are running after someone to kill him, and the only way for him to save his life is to cross the river in a rowboat, and the rowboat happens to be made from Atzei Asherah. It's made from Eitzim that are Asa Banoah because of Avodah Zarah. So if he rows across the river and he says he saves his life, he's not worshipping Avodah Zarah. He's getting Hanoah from Isur Hanoah of Avodah Zarah. So that's called Abizrai. So Tosfos has two opinions about this, and it's a shaila in Shulchan Aruch. There's a contradiction in Shulchan Aruch between two simonim, how we paskan on that. Or let's say by Gilui Arayis, we apply the rule Yehorek Valyava by Gilui Arayis. So what if it's not the actual Gilui Arayis itself? What if it's an Issa that's related to Gilui Arayis? Kirubosa, to kiss an Eishes Ish, or to violate Yichud with an Eishes Ish. Would you say Yehorek Valyava on Abizrai with Gilui Arayis? So that's the Machlekes HaRishayim. How far do you go with the Yehorek Valyava? So the Avnei suggests that it seems when the Gemara increases Daf Tesem and Aleph that some of the Tanoim think that a Ger Toshav, because he's accepting upon himself to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs, has to observe the Abizraihus of the Sheva Mitzvahs. So he says, take for example Avodah Zarah. All B'nai Nerech are obligated Amitzuvah not to violate Avodah Zarah. The Ger Toshav, some Tanoim are of the opinion not only is he not allowed to worship Avodah Zarah, he's not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, because the Gemara says in Chulin, one is Mechal Shabbos, but for Hesia is considered like an Ovid Avodah Zarah. What's the connection? So Rashi explains in Chulin on Daf Hamid Beis that when one observes Shabbos, so you're acting out the story of creation, so you're demonstrating that you believe in God, that God created the world. If you violate Shabbos, so you're not demonstrating that you subscribe to the story of creation. So that's a problem of Avodah Zarah. We should all subscribe to the story of creation. And therefore, the Rabbanu Shalom is the boss over the world, and therefore, we have to observe all of the mitzvahs.
And Abizrael, which is the Rabbanu, according to Shalom, say Abizrael,
the Gerash, and Shalom. Yehorek
Valyavar. What is the Rabbanu?
What if it's only an Issa the Rabbanu? The Shach in Hilchas Yehorek Valyavar quotes the Rishonim who say that not. Whenever it's only an Issa the Rabbanu, so you don't say Yehorek Valyavar.
Are those the same Rishonim who say that Abizrael, the Yehorek Valyavar?
Even if you hold Abizrai, who is Yehorek Valyavar, but if it's an Abizrai, that's only the Rabbanon, you wouldn't apply Yehorek Valyavar. You never say Yehorek Valyavar on an Issa the Rabbanon. That's what the Shach quotes from Rishonim, from Kuf Nun Zayin in Yeridei. That's what Rabbi Kiveger asks on the Shach, why does he only say Dinim the Rabbanon, even if it's an Issa the Raisa, but there's no Kores? You also don't say Yehorek Valyavar. Chayv Elavin, you don't say Yehorek Valyavar. So what's the Chiddush of the Shach? Okay.
So
the first, there are three opinions in the Tanoim. So the in a Brisa increases the Daf Tesem and Aleph. So the first opinion in the Tanoim is there's a question of Girsa, what the names of the Tanoim, the first two Tanoim. So the first Tana, but the third Tana we know is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. That's the punchline that Avnei Nezer has over here. So the first Tana says the Ger Toshav is obligated to observe the Yisra Avodah Zarah in an enhanced form. And the way to enhance it is by observing Shabbos. Because by observing Shabbos, he's demonstrating that he testifies that he believes in the story of creation. But if there is a dinner, Ben Noach is not permitted to observe Shabbos. Ben Noach Shabbos is Chai Misa, Misa V'dei Shamayim, that's a pasuk in Parshas Noach, Yom V'Laila Lo Yishboisu. So the first Tana says that's right. He's not allowed to observe Shabbos like we observe Shabbos. He should observe Shabbos the way we observe Yom Tov. Next Tana says, no, that's also a violation of Nachri Shoshavas. So he says, let him observe Shabbos the way we observe Chol HaMoed. The third Tana is Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. He says, no, if he'll observe the Nachri, will observe Shabbos the way we observe Chol HaMoed, that'll also be a violation of Nachri Shoshavas. So he's not allowed to observe Shabbos at all. Those are the three opinions in the Tana. Then the Gemara says, how do we paskin? Gemara says, we paskin like Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, the third Tana, that even Chol HaMoed, even if you'll observe Shabbos like Chol HaMoed, that'll also be a violation of the din of Nachri Shoshavas. So the Avnei Nezer was a Chassidish Rebbe. So he has a whole tshuva when he comes to defend the practice of the Chassidim not to wear tefillin on Chol HaMoed. So he says, a lot of the Rishonim say, a big machlokes in Rishonim. How to read the Gemara. So half of the Rishonim say you have to wear tefillin al chalamoid. So why did the Chassidim decide all of a sudden to follow the Zohar? The Zohar says you don't wear tefillin, you're not allowed to wear tefillin al chalamoid. All of a sudden we pass like the Zohar. So he says, so the Avnei Nezer says, not all of a sudden, the Talmud Bavli says that we pass like this Zohar. The author of the Zohar was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And here the Gemara says, halachic Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai on this issue. What does this issue got to do with this issue? The Rabbi later says, he says, no. What's the whole idea behind the halach of Nachrish and Shabbos? That a non-Jew is not permitted to observe Shabbos? Because the Pasuk says, the Zohar has a comment on the Pasuk, it's a private bris, it's a private oath between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Israel. And the Zohar gives a mashal of a daima that the maid has the keys to all of the rooms in the royal palace. So the maid has to have the keys to the bedroom also to go in and to clean up and to make the bed and so on. What happens if the king is with the queen doing private things and the maid takes the key and she opens up? So they're going to chop off her head? She's not allowed to come in when they're together. They need some privacy. So when the Jews observe Shabbos, that's considered, they need Ben Reisol, Ois of the Olam, that's a special Ois. Shabbos is an Ois, and a Nochri Shabbos is like the maid barging in, that they're going to lose their head. So the Rishonim have a discussion whether observance of Chol HaMoed is also considered an Ois, or only Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Gemara says Shabbos and Yom Tov are both an Ois. And one doesn't, the Gemara says, one doesn't wear tefillin, not on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. Why? Because the pasuk says that shartem leos al yadecha, you only have to put on tefillin on weekdays when you don't have any other os. The Shabbos and Yom Tov itself is an os, osi li'olam, Shabbos and Yom Tov is an os, so you don't need the os of tefillin. What about Chol HaMoed? So that's the machlokes of Rishonim, but the Chol HaMoed is considered an os. So the Avnei Nezer claims that isn't that the machlokes of Tanaim over here? Increases on Daf Tesem and Aleph. The three-way machlekes hatanoim, whether a nochri is not permitted to observe Shabbos the way we observe Shabbos, or is not even allowed to observe Shabbos the way we observe Yom Tov, or is not even allowed to observe Shabbos the way we observe Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says halachic Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, we pass on like the third opinion, like Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. A nochri should observe Shabbos the way we observe Chol HaMoed is a violation. Why is it a violation? Because Chol HaMoed is also an os, so it's included in a pasuk. Be'ini, be'minei Yisrael, oisi li'olam. And the Nochri observes Shabbos like Chol HaMoed is like barging in on the king and the queen together. So the Avnei Nezer says, the Gemara increases Daf Tes Paskins like this Zohar, like this Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, that Chol HaMoed is an Ois. The Gemara is talking about Nochri Shabbos, but he says it's the same issue with respect to wearing tefillin. Is Chol HaMoed considered an Ois, or is not considered an Ois? That's his angle. So the Taisus in Yevamis at the end of the Sugi of Geiris around Daf Mem Zayim Mem Ches on the base. So Taisus quotes Rashi there in Yevamis. Rashi happens to be commenting on the pasuk. It says in Aseres Adibras Hosas Kamalach Atavin Chavitecha Avdecha Vamascha Vitecha VeGercha Hashem B'Sharecha. So what does it mean Ato Uvincha Uvitecha? You shouldn't do Malacha Uvincha Uvitecha. Your children shouldn't do Malacha. So Rashi in his commentary on Chumash points out, who are the bincha b'techo? If the children are passed by mitzvah, so they're included in ato. So must be ato doesn't only refer to the people who happen to be standing at Har Sinai. Ato refers to all the Jews throughout all the future generations. Whoever is passed by mitzvah is included in ato. So why does it say bincha b'techo? So Rashi quotes from the Mechilta on Parshas Yisro, must be referring to children before bar mitzvah. So what's the Yisr? The parents are not allowed to have the children do a malacha for them. Parents are not allowed to encourage the children to do malacha on behalf of the parents. That's an isa derech. So then you get to the ger chashe b'sharecha. Who is ger chashe b'sharecha? If it refers to a ger tzedek, so the ger tzedek is Jewish. He's included in ato. So it must refer to a ger toshav. What do you mean? A ger toshav has to observe Shabbos. So that's what Rashi writes. A ger toshav has to observe Shabbos. So Tosfos asks on Rashi, there was such an opinion. That's on Mem Ches Amud Beis. Dibra Maschol Zeh Ger Toshav. Pirish Bekunjvis, that he has to observe because Mechal Shabbos Kovid Aved Zorah. So that's why the Ger Toshav has to observe Shabbos to enhance his observance of non-worshipping Aved Zorah. That's how Rashi explained. That's what the Avnezah had the long Arichas. So Tosfos says, Bekoshev, we don't pass on like that. Look, increases Daf Tesam and Aleph. There are Tanoim who say like that, but we pass on the Halachic Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That the Ger Toshav is not allowed to observe Shabbos. So what's Pshat in the Pasuk in Aseres HaDibros? that the Ger Toshev is not allowed. So the answer is no. A Jew is not permitted to do Amira leGer Toshev. That's an Issa Deraisa. Amira leNochri Shvuas and Daf Chesam and Beis. That's only the Rabbanim. So that's why B'Mokim Yishum Yishav Eretz Yisrael LaGaza B'Rabbanim. Or B'Mokim Tzar Balei Chaim, you can ask the Nochri to milk the cows on Shabbos, because if the cow needs to be milked, it has a lot of pain. So B'Mokim Tzar Balei Chaim, we allow Amira leNochri. Or B'Mokim Atzolus Kisvi HaKodesh. If there's a Dleika, and you're afraid that Svarim are going to, Sifrei Torah, Gemaras are going to get destroyed. So it says in that Perek in Masechta Shabbos, that it's not Perek on Mamadlik. It's a different Perek. So the Gemara says, when there's a Dleika on Shabbos, Amir L'Nachri is Mutar, Mamakam Atzolas Kisvei HaKedesh. You have various Kulas in Amir L'Yakam. Why? Because Amir L'Yakam is only the Rabbanon. But the Amir L'Yakam is a Din D'Rabbanon called the Tikkun Rabbanon Kein D'Raisa Tikkun. Where do you have a Din D'Raisa? So Tosfos says in Yevam is Daf Mem Chesam and on days, that's the pasuk in Aseres Hadibros that Amira leger Toshev would constitute an Issa Deraisa, and all of these kulas wouldn't apply. If you're going to have Amira to a ger Toshev Mishum Yishev Eretz Yisrael, you wouldn't say Lagozbe Rabbanon. That's an Issa Deraisa. You wouldn't be permitted to ask the ger Toshev to do a malacha Mishum Tzav Balechaim or Mishum Hatzolus Kisvei Kodesh. That's an Issa Deraisa. There's no head. That's the shaila. Do we have such a thing, Bizman Hazeh? Do we have a Ger Toshev Bizman Hazeh? So there's a Gemara in Ezel Neshech, but the Gemara says that we spoke about it the other day. There's no Eved Ivri Bizman Hazeh. Eved Knaini, strictly speaking, you can have. Likin free to slay, so it's against the law. So you don't have any Eved Knaini Bizman Hazeh. But on the books, if not for the fact that Lincoln made a deal in the Mahusa, we would have had Eved Knaini. It's possible to have Bizman Hazeh, but Eved Ivri, the Gemara says, you can have. The Gemara has a whole list of things that only exist Bizman Shai Yoivel Noi. So Bizman Hazeh, the Yoivel is not Noi, so we don't have Eved Ivri, and we also don't have Ger Toshev. What do you mean you don't have a Ger Toshev? If a person became a Ger Toshev at an earlier state in history, an earlier time in history, when all the conditions to observance of Yoivel still apply, and then conditions occurred, history caused it to happen, then now you don't have Kol Yeshveho Aleho, you don't have Rova, the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. So whoever became a Ger Toshev before remains a Ger Toshev, but it means you can't be Mekabel a Ger Toshev anew. You can't accept the Ger Toshev as Ban Shein HaYovel Noi. Whoever was a Ger Toshev from before will remain a Ger Toshev. So that's where Rav Kook has a whole sefer about Shemitah, Shabbos HaOretz. So he, the Hetta Mechira that Rav Kook had was because he was the rabbi in Yafo, and the rabbi before him instituted the Hetta Mechira. So the Hetta Mechira and the rabbi before him based it on the Gedolim in the 1600s, the Sfaradish Gedolim in the 1600s. So as the years went on, so they kept on improving the Hetta Mechira, adding on more Hidur. So Rav Kook in his Sefer Shabbos Haaretz mentions one of the Dayanim in his Bezdin in Yafo who gave a suggestion that instead of selling the forms to a Christian Nochri, they should sell to a Muslim Nochri. What are you going to accomplish by this? Because they were always bothered with the issue of Lois Hachanaim. You're worried about violating the laws of Shemitah, which Bizman Hazeh are only the Rabbanim. So in order not to violate an Issa the Rabbanim of Shemitah, so you sell a land to a Nochri, which is on the other hand a violation of an Issa Deraisa. Lois Hachanaim, Lositl Hem Chanoi Bekarka. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah Daf Chav has three levels of interpretation and that pasuk. We accept all the three, that all three are constituted an Issa Deraisa. So one of them is Lois Hachanaim, Lositl Hem Chanoi Bekarka. So how can you sell a land to a Nochri? It's a violation of Lois Hachanaim. So different suggestions. Avdei Neza has a suggestion, and others give the Sefer Achinuch the various suggestions why there's no Issa. So Rav Kook writes in his Sefer that he introduced a new Chumrah upon the encouragement, upon the suggestion of one of the Rabbanim. He tells you what his name is. I just never heard of him, so didn't register by me. Could be that he was a very great Talmid Chacham. So he says, a suggestion was made that instead of selling to a Christian, they should sell to a Muslim. What do you gain by that? He thinks maybe the Muslims, the Christians are Rabbi Avodah Zarah. But maybe the Muslims who don't worship Avodah Zarah, they're monotheists, and maybe we should consider them a Ger Toshev. What do you mean consider them a Ger Toshev? Because we all know that all the Muslims subscribe to all the Shevi Mitzvahs B'Nech. They don't always observe all of them, but they subscribe officially to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'Nenav. Aye, but in order to have the status of a Ger Toshav, and a Ger Toshav be permitted, the din of Lo Sechanim doesn't apply to a Ger Toshav. That's exactly why it's called a Ger Toshav, Imcha Yeshev B'Kir Becha. We're permitted to let him live in Eretz Yisrael. Any other Nochri, Lo Yeshva B'Yartzecha Pen Yachti Yisraeli, and a Ger Toshav, you may allow him to live in Eretz Yisrael. So what do you mean? How can you consider him a Ger Toshav, but you can't be Mekabel a Ger Toshav B'Zman Shein HaYoyim? So Rav Kook says that this member of his Bezin made a suggestion. Maybe that means if it's an individual Nochri, and he wants to be Mekabel a Sheva Mitzvahs, but enough. So we're not allowed to put together a Bezin of three. You can't be Mekabel a Ger Toshav B'Zman Shein HaYoyim. But if you know that there's a whole group of people, the Muslims that they subscribe, they believe that there is a mitzvah min hashamayim to observe the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. So maybe it's like Mekubal V'yoymeh. If you would have had a Ger Toshav from before the time of the Golas of the Aseres HaShvatim, so he would remain a Ger Toshav even after the Golas Aseres HaShvatim, and it's no longer possible to have Yovel Noach. The Kabbalah's Ger Toshav can't take place B'zman She'en HaYovel Noach. So maybe these people, that's where Rav Kook quotes this suggestion from the Tamachot, maybe they don't need a Kabbalah's Ger Toshav. Maybe it's like everybody knows that they have a status of Ger Toshav. So maybe this is another sniff la'akal, why there's no issue, why there's no violation of Lo Sechanim. So then Rav Kook says, wait a minute, but if we're going to say this svara, that all the Muslim Arabs in Eretzal have a status of Ger Toshav, so you can't ask him to turn out the lights in shul, and you can't ask him to do any malachas. It's Amir al-Akam is an Issa deraisa. So whatever heterm you have on to milk the cows, whatever heterm you have on Amir al-Akam only applies to a real Nochri, but it doesn't apply to a Ger Toshav. That's the Tosis in Yevamos Daf Bem Chesam and Beis. So come out that there's no heter Amir al-Nochri by that Nochri. So that's where Rav Kook kvetches a little bit. So he says, no, maybe he only has the status of a Ger Toshav vis-a-vis Imcha Yeshe B'Kir Becho. Only applies if you think he's going to sway you to violate the Din HaTorah. But if we know that the Muslims, that they observe the Sheva Mitzvahs, even though they never had an official Kabbalah in the presence of Bezno 3, so maybe b'negiah to that Din of Lo Sechanim, maybe they have a Din of Ger Toshav. But b'negiah to the Din of Amir al-Nochri, Anissa Derais on Shabbos, maybe there's no Din of Ger Toshav over there. So that's already room to dingza. That's get kvetched a little bit.
Wouldn't it help, even if you don't say this, that Muslims are Ger Toshav, wouldn't that help anyway to sell to a Muslim rather than a Christian? Because don't a lot of people hold those Sechanims only Shaykh because nobody would Zara?
I don't think so. I think Tosfos on that Mishnah towards the end of the first parak in Avodah Zarah says from the Mishnah, from the Gemara, it appears pretty clear that the Isurim that it learned out from Lo Sechanim apply even to a Nochri who's not an Avodah Zarah. The Mishnah, it doesn't only apply to the Zayinumas or to the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says any Nochri is included. That's what Tosfos says. It would appear from the Mishnah and the Gemara like that. Fine. So that's what we discuss in connection with this. In connection with this Shchid Meira, that the Shchid Meira is a din. The Rabbanon called the Tikkun. Rabbanon came there as a Tikkun. So we said there is a din. There is a Bechemah broke his din. Halach Lamais only applies to a Shchid Meira. Then we said we have called the Tikkun. Rabbanon came there as a Tikkun. By Amira Lenochri Shvus also that there is an Issa Deraisa by Amira Leger Toshav. We learned the Gemara before just the Chaza.
Any person that's sick and chassid in the Shevara, he thinks he's going to die. Rashi on other days, when the Gemara says, Rashim Mishizuri, the Sukkot, Rashi is the Shevara. Rashi Kataychis, when he said, up on the Sukkot, Rashi says Shevara.
On the Sukkot, that's a different thing, yeah. The Mesukkot just says, Kisvu get Lishi, he doesn't say Kisvu Tanu. Normally a person has to say, Kiswa Tanu get Lishi. So then they have a right to write to get and to give it. If he says Kiswa get Lishi and they wrote it and they gave it, then it's no good. He never authorized them to give it. So if he's a Mesukkot, so what did he say? Kiswa get Lishi. What is he going to do? Yeah. I don't know. Mesukkot is a better description than Shchemira. Shchemira is a less. Shchemira just means, Kakotsavirami Barase. He's lying in bed. He's not well. He has the flu. I don't know. I don't know what Rashi gains by saying Shchemira. Mesukkot is a better description of the situation. I don't know. So we had the Gemara here. The Gemara listed off the dinim. Here there was a brayse. Tana Rabbanan on the bottom of Tesam and Aleph, four lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan the Gimel Drach Meshavagit and Nosham Shachuri Avodim, and it goes on and on. So the Gemara says clearly on the top of Yudam and Aleph that Mechuber and Lishmo, those two dinim of Get Isha, carry over from Get Isha to Ishtar Shechur every Knani as well. What's Vishtar Kiddushin? So the Ramon Ebenezer quotes a machloikis harishayim, yeshamim v'yeshamim, where the mechuber is puzzled by a shtar Kiddushin. And the Meforshim on the Shulchan Aruch are surprised that the Pashtus in the Gemara certainly is that mechuber is puzzled men haTorah by a shtar Kiddushin. There is a way to kvetch hard if you want to say that lefi hamaskana, the Gemara backs out from that, but it's very difficult. So that's why they have Tarumas against the Ramon. Why does he quote that there's an opinion that Mechuber is kosher by Shtar Kiddushin, the Pashtus in the Gemara is that it's possible. Whether Mechuber is possible by Kesef Kiddushin, that's two opinions in the Rashba, and the other Vishayim in the beginning of Kiddushin. If you want to make Mikadosh and Isha, Vishavi Kesef, and instead of giving a ring, instead of giving a Tamara, Tamra, instead of giving a fruit or a candy bar, he gives her a house. He gives her a mansion, Mechuber Lakarka, his Makna Karka. So that's a Machlekes in Rishayim. Whether mechuber is acceptable for kesef kiddushin, but mechuber for shtar kiddushin al pi pashtus is no good. That's a simple reading in the Gemara. Yeah. What's the shaila whether mechuber is puzzled by kesef kiddushin? Shaila is whether they need nesina. If it's mechuber, so you can't say that you did any nesina. So half of the rishonim say, who says that you need a nesina? A din nesina is a din and a get. V'nasa miyoda pligitach magabi karka is no good. What if a person, the chassan puts the ring on the table and he says, Hare Mekudeshes Li, take the ring, it's all yours. And then the kala picks it up. So most of the Rishonim say that it is good. Some Rishonim say that Mechuber is no good. So they say, Lishitasam, they say that Kli Kiddushet Magabi Karka would be possible also. That's 2 days in Ebenezer.
Doesn't the Gemara say you can be rakha, you can be kishet hanah, marry to a tam chacham, the word written in Sina there?
The man is Mahana the Isha. That's a different, that's not. The Rishonim use an expression that Hanua ki Kesef, if he's Mahana, it's like Kesef. But the Pashtus is, it doesn't mean that it's a form of Shavu Kesef. Shavu Kesef has to be something tangible. If it's Engu Faman, he just does, he entertains her, Schok Lefani, Rekoid Lefani, Veskadosh Anilach, so that's Medin Schiris Poyolim, the Gemara seems to say. Hanua ki Kesef doesn't mean that it's a form of Shavu Kesef. Shavu Kesef has to be a tangible thing. It's a different din. That just like if I pay money, I can be kind of karka. Kicha kicha misli Efron. Avraham Avinu paid money to Efron, he was kind of the Maris Amach Pelo. So too, if you give Kesef to an Isha, you can make Mekadosh an Isha. So Hanuaki Kesef means just like if you give Kesef, it's kind of Bialma, so it's kind of Khan. If you would have given Kesef to be kind of karka, it would have worked. So if you give Kesef to Isha to be kind of Isha, it also works. So too, if I do pa'ula for someone, and this activity, I'm an entertainer, and they pay me. I'm a lecturer, and they pay me for giving a lecture. I'm an auto mechanic, and they pay me. So if I would have done this, fixing the automobile, or fixing the television, or the giving a singing, a dancing, or the entertainment, if I would have done that for someone else, I could have charged money. That's chivas pa'alim. So if I do it for the isha, the pa'ula is kind of ishus. Whatever is kind of the alma can be kind of kan. That's the lashon ha'gemar. So the Pashto says that it does mean Hanua ki Kesef, that's simply another form of Shavu Kesef. No. Shavu Kesef, according to some Shem, you have to have Nesina. But this is not Kesef or Shavu Kesef. Hanua ki Kesef means that just like Kesef is kind of Kiddushin, because Mala Kesef can kind of be Alma, but kind of Kan. Kesef is a Kenyan by Karkas, and therefore it's a Kenyan by Yishus. So too, Schiris Poilim, if I do Pa'ula for the woman, so that can also, I could have charged money for that Pa'ula. I usually charge for my routine. I usually charge for fixing automobiles. I usually charge for fixing a traffic ticket, whatever. They want to get points off of their driver's license. So I'm a lawyer, and I usually charge for that. So now I'm going to do the pa'ula. I'm not going to charge, but I want my pa'ula to be kind of issues. So it's not really midin shavu kesef. It's a different din. So some rishonim hold, whenever you have kesef or shavu kesef, you need that there should actually be a nesina. And Tali Kesed Kiddushach Malgabi Karka would be no good. That's a Machlekes of Rishonim. So we discussed there is a Machlekes in Achrayim whether Tali Gitach Malgabi Karka is acceptable by Ishtar Shichar Eviknan. A lot of Achrayim hold that it is good. So we should just keep in mind the Gemara says Mechuber is puzzled by Get Isha. So Mechuber and Lishmo, the two dinim are carried over from Get Isha to Ishtar Shichar Eviknan. Why is Mechuber puzzled? So we discussed already earlier when in the Perek, when we were learning the first time the Din of Mechuber. So the Yerushalmi says that if you write the Get on Mechuber is Pasul, because the Pasuk says, the cost of Allah Sefer creases, Sefer. Ma Sefer betolish af kol betolish. If it's Mechuber, it's not the Dumya the Sefer. The Rashbo thinks that the Bavli cannot agree with that Yerushalmi, because the Bavli explains on the Machlekes. There is a machlekes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yosef Glili in the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosef Glili says you cannot write a get not on balichayim and not on oichlim. The Mishnah says you can write a get al yad ha'evit v'noisim la'asa evit. You can write a get on oichlim and you give her the whole oichel. And Rabbi Yosef Glili says no. If you write on dovash yesh b'ruachayim on oichlim, it's not acceptable. We don't pass like Rabbi Yosef Glili. So my time, Rabbi Yosef Glili, the Mishnah is Yud Testament Aleph. The Gemara says, "Anchofem ebeis." My time, Rabbi Yosef Glili. So it's based on the pasuk that it says, "Because of Allah's sefer krisus, masefer betolush, masefer ein bo ruach chayim, and masefer ein oichlim." Of course, it has to be dumi the sefer. And the Chachamim, what do they do with this? Why don't they say dumi the sefer? So the Gemara says, "No, the Chachamim hold it's anchofem ebeis." So the Gemara says, "The Chachamim hold that the word sefer in the pasuk doesn't mean parchment." Kasala Sefer, it doesn't mean parchment that you should say Dumya the Sefer, it has to be similar to parchment. The word Sefer goes on the text of the get. Sfir is Dvarim Hudiyosa. So the Rashbotain is that the way the Babli explains the Chachamim and Rabbi Yosef Glili, that the word Sefer doesn't mean parchment, it means the text of the get. So how can you say that you need Dumya the Sefer, that Mechuber is no good? You can't say like the Yerushalmi. So the Rashba assumes the Babli will not agree with the Yerushalmi. So what's the reason why Mechuber is possible? So he says there must be another makar. So the Rashba suggests the makar is that you need v'nasan biyoda, and the word nesina doesn't apply on mechuber. There is no nesina on mechuber. So the Yosamech and the Hilchas Gerishin is bothered with the kasha that if you look in the beginning of Parshas Chayisar, when Avraham Avinu is negotiating with Bnei Ches and with Ephron, it says v'yitan li. Is Moras Hamachpela Shalos. So it says, V'yitan li on karka. So you see in biblical Hebrew, the word Nesina can apply, even though you're talking about karka, Mechubala karka mamish. So that's his time. So the Yosemech thinks that the Rashba meant to say something else. What the Rashba meant to say was that we learn from the word Nesina that Tligitach Malgabi karka is not acceptable. And Kinyone, by Metaltalim, we have a Kinyon of Yad in Chotzer. And Yad is kind of. Chotzer is kind of shalom midaita. That's the Gemara. Chotzer is shalom kind of shalom midaita. And Yosamech understands that that's a din deraisi. It's a shita mekubetzes in the end of Bab Mitzian Daf Kuf Beis when the Gemara mentions this din. Chotzer is shalom kind of shalom midaita. So the shita mekubetzes suggests that the whole din is only midrabbana. So the Yosamech thinks that it's not so. That's a din deraisi. Then the Yosamech also assumes that yodo shalom is also kind of shalom midaita. The reason the Tzais has a whole tilpal about this, whether it is or not. So the Arsamech assumes the Dava Pasha that yes, the reason why Chatzim is kind of Shalom Midaita because Chatzim mitam Yad by Get, Chatzim mitam Yad. So Yad is kind of Shalom Midaita. Chatzim is also good Shalom Midaita. So Get Isha, the Arsamech suggests, can be Bal Korcha and has to be Bal Korcha. If you're going to give a Get to an Isha and the only way the Get is going to be Chal is going to be if she agrees, so then she's Messiah. In the Nesinas Aget. So that's a lack of Nesina. That's like, that's a psul of Tligitach Magabi Karka. Aye, but the Gemara has a case, on the fine Zainam base, the Shchidmira is about to die, and the get was already written on Erev Shabbos, and it's in his home. So he tells his wife, go make a Kinya Chazoke. He's not well enough to walk over and get the get. And there's no heir of this, so they can't carry the get. So the Shchidmira is makna the home to the wife, so the wife had to make a Kinya Chazoke. She goes, she locks the door, she opens up the door, she's kind of the karka, by being kind of the karka, so she's kind of the get. So she's the one who made the kinyan and the karka. So let that be a psul because of tligitach magabi karka. She doesn't agree to be kind of the karka, so she's not misgareshes. So the Yosef Mech said, that's not a kasha. She has to consent to be kind of the karka. Once she's kind of the karka, then you get this nimtza b'chotzer shava. So if the get would be written on the karka, he engraved the get on it, he carved that the get on a tree, and he's makna the tree to the woman. So when the woman makes the kinyan hazaka on the karka, that is the gerushin. But if the get is written on a piece of paper which is sitting in his apartment, and then she makes a kinyan on the karka, that's fine. Once she makes the kinyan on the karka, then the get is sitting in her rishus. So she's misgareshes not with the kinyan chazaka that she made, she's gareshes with the kinyan chotze. So the chotze is kind of shaloi medaitai. So she didn't have to do anything in order to be kinyan. So the Yosaner suggests maybe that's exactly the difference. Like if the get is written b'mechuber, there's no kinyan in the world where the woman can be kind of the karka without her making a maisa kinyan. She has to make it. By metalplem, you have these two or three kinyanim. You have yad, you have chotzer, and you have hakboah. So these three kinyanim are kind of shaloi midaita. The kinyan is by virtue of the fact that the get is birshusa. The get is nimtza birshusa. But all other kinyanim by metalplem, or all other kinyanim by karka, you need the isha has to actively participate in doing it. So according to the Oros HaMech, the reason why mechuber is no good, because every time the get has been mechuber, it's going to be play gitach magabi karka. So the Gemara says beferish that mechuber and lishmo are the two dinim from get that do carry over to evik dinim. So according to the Oros HaMech, your hands are tied. You have to say that play gitach magabi karka is a psul that applies even by shichur evik dinim as well. It's only shayach, those achronim who claim to have rayas from Rambam, those achronim want to say that Tligitach Magabi Karka doesn't apply to Shich Revik Naini, it only applies to Get Isha. So Bechreach, they cannot learn like the Oros HaMech. Once you say like the Oros HaMech, so you're stuck. You have to say Tligitach Magabi Karka is a psul, even by Shtar Shich Revik Naini. We spent a lot of time discussing Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shniya. The Kedusha Rishayna of Eretz Yisrael was brought about when Yeshua ben Nun's armies conquered the land. It took Sheva Shekavshu and Sheva Shechilku. And then most of the Tanaim are of the opinion, that's the accepted opinion, that the Kedusha Rishayna was Batla. At the time of Churban HaMedina, not Churban Beis HaMikdash, but time of Churban HaMedina, all of Eretz Yisrael was taken away from the Jewish people. So the Kedusha Rishayna was Batla. So then the Kedusha Shniya came about when Ezra brought the Jews back to move into Eretz Yisrael. So that Kedusha Shniya, that's a big Machlekes HaRishayna Vayita, Machlekes HaTanaim and Machlekes HaRishayna Matapaskin. They say that just like the Kedusha Rishayna was Batla when the Jewish people lost their government over the Medina, so too the Kedusha Shniya should be lost. When we lost the government of Eretz Yisrael, should you say no? So most of the Rishonim Paskin did the Kedusha Shniya was Kitchel Asi Lover. And Shulchan Aruch, the Bir Agra quotes from the Sefer HaTruma. Sefer HaTruma is a Bala Taisis, the Rabbeinu Baruch Bal Sefer HaTruma. It's a little Sefer like a Kitchel Shulchan Aruch. And every so often he writes an original Chiddush. So the Sefer HaTruma is the one who disagrees, and he thinks that Kedusha Shniya was also Batla at the time of Churban HaMedina. But most of the Rishonim hold Natsim. Most of the Rishonim hold that Kedusha Shniya was Kitchel Asi Lover. Why Manishtana? Why should we distinguish between the Kedusha Rishayna and Kedusha Shniya? So the Rambam gives an explanation in Hilchos Beis Abchira and Perek Gevov. Hilchos Beis Abchira, he says the Kedusha Rishayna engendered, gave Kedusha to Eretz Yisrael based on Kibush V'chiluk. The Chaluk is the Gemara of the Kibush. It took Sheva Shekopsha, that says in Sefer Yeshua, it took 7 years. Then the Gemara says in Erchem, we have an oral tradition that just like it took 7 years to conquer the land, so it took 7 years to divide the land. So the kibush, the chalukah, was the gemara of the kibush, and the kibush is what engendered the kedusha. So since the mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael was the kibush, so the Rambam says once the kibush is undone, so the kedusha disappears. But in the second time around, in the days of Ezra and Nehemiah, the mekadosh of Eretz Yisrael the second time couldn't have possibly have been the kibush, because there was no independent Jewish government until the days of the Hashmonai. That was way later. Hashmonaim were a little over 200 years before the Churban Bayis Sheni. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah quoted that from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, the first parak. The Yeser al Masayim Shonim. He says the Hashmonaim established a government and it lasted the Yeser al Masayim Shonim, a little bit more than 200 years. So it was deep into the period of the Bayis Sheni, the whole first couple of hundred years. There was no kibush. They were under the rulership of Malchi Paras and Madai, and under the Yevanim, there was no kibush. So since the Mekadesh was not the kibush, so just because the Jewish government is Mizbatel at the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, when they made the whole Churban Amdina, so it doesn't cause that the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael should disappear. That's the Hezbollah that the Rambam gives. So there's a famous explanation that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik gave on Haftarah of Shabbos Chanukah, and the concluding Pasuk. The Pasuk ends off, Loi b'chai v'lo b'chai kiim b'ruchi yomar Hashem tzvotos. What does that mean? Not by power, not by might, only by my spirit. What does that mean? So the whole of Torah is very obscure. We don't know what it means. Chaim Soloveitchik explained based on Rashi. The Haftarah describes the way the Novi Zechariah sees two olive trees and the olives are falling down automatically and they're getting squeezed out by themselves, and there's a big gula, there's a big pool of olive oil, and then there are 49 streams of olive oil flowing into this beautiful golden menorah, sparkling beautiful menorah, and seven streams of oil flowing into each one of the seven kanim on the menorah represents a golden era of Bayis Sheni, the golden era of Bayis Sheni. So the Novi Zechariah, who's shown this vision, asks the Malach Adoivabi, the Malach who's showing him the vision, Mo'ela Adoini, what is it supposed to represent? What do the two olive trees represent? So in this section from the Novi, it doesn't say. If you read another 20 psukim later, so it says, the two olive trees represent Yishnei B'nei HaYitzar, the two olive people. Who are the two olive people? So Rashi quotes from the Medrash, it represents the Kohen Gadol who needs Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha, and the Malach is Beis David. The Melech, when the Malach is Beis David, has to have Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha. Other Malachim are not allowed to use Shem and HaMishcha. The Gemara says, if a Melech not from the Malach is Beis David, Malach is Beis David al-Pidin is considered the Malchus HaNevcheres. So Shaul HaMelech was anointed, so the Gemara says, but not with Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha's Kodesh. He had Shem and HaFarsimon, parsimony oil. That was an imitation. Shemin Mishchas Kodesh. Shemin Mishchas Kodesh is a din of Me'ilah, it's Hegdash. So if you use it for any anointing, any other king other than the Malchus Beis David, the Gemara says you'll be in violation of Moel Behegdash. You're not allowed to. So the Novi Zechariah asks the Malach HaDoivah boy, what is it supposed to represent? There was no Malchus Beis David in the Bayis Sheni. The Chashmonoim were Kohanim. They were not from Shevet Yehuda. And they were Kohanim Gedolim the whole time, the whole, all the few centuries of the Bayis Sheni. But none of the Kohanim had Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha, because the Pasuk says in Dibra Yomim that Yoshio HaMelech was going as B'Shem and HaMishcha in the basement of the Beis HaMikdosh, and the whole Tkuva is Bayis Sheni, that Kohanim Gedolim who are Merubei Begodim, the Mishnah is talking about it. They were appointed as Kohanim Gedolim by putting on the Shmoyna Begodim, and Kohen Hedi wears Avoh Begodim, and Kohen Gadol wears Shmoyna Begodim. So if he puts on the Shmoyna Begodim, so that makes him into a Kohen Gadol. The Gemara said the Mishnahis have, there are slightly, there's slight differences between a Kohen Moshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha, Kohen Gadol, who got his position by having Mashiach B'Shem and HaMishcha, he has the full din of Kohen Gadol. And the one is only a Merubah B'Godim, like the whole period of the Bayis Sheni, he has a slightly lower level of din Kohen Gadol. Not all the dinim apply to the one is a Merubah B'Godim. So that's what the Novi Zechariah asks the Malach, who's showing him this vision. What is it supposed to represent? There isn't going to be any Kohen Gadol when Sheikh Meshem and HaMishcha, and there isn't going to be any Melech when the Malach and Beis David. They were all Chashmonaim, they were all Kohanim. So he says, you understand it. And he says, Halo Yadaita. And he says, Lo. He doesn't understand back and forth. So he just says, Lo Becha V'lo Becha Kim Beruchi. That's the answer. So what's the answer? We don't understand. So Rav Chaim explains, they quote the name of Rav Chaim. I think the first one who printed this in the name of Rav Chaim was Rabbi Zev Gold. He was a famous Mizrahi Darshan years ago. So he printed a collection of all of his drushes. And now it's everybody quotes it in the name of Rav Chaim. So Rav Chaim said pshat in the pasuk is like this. When they were showing Zechariah HaNovi, the vision, they said, there were all of the people were very upset when they were building the Bayis Sheni. This didn't compare to the Bayis Rishon. It was missing so much. The old timers who were 80 years old, they remembered the Bayis Rishon. The Hapsoka was only 70 years between Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. So they remembered the Bayis Rishon and they were crying. This is Ka'ayim B'Aynim. This is nothing. So the Nevi'im told them, Chazak Zerubbabel, V'Chazak Amoris, V'Chazak Yoshua Kohen Gadol. He told everybody, Chazak, it's good, it's good. This is what the Ribbono Shel Olam wants. Even though it's Shvach, it's okay. And then they show him the vision that this is going to be godly akvod abayis as the achim and arishin. Second Beis Hamikdash is going to surpass the greatness of the first Beis Hamikdash. What do you mean going to surpass? It didn't surpass. So the answer is no. The third Beis Hamikdash is going to surpass the splendor of the first Beis Hamikdash. But we're not holding by the third. So they were told that the third Beis Hamikdash is going to be a continuation, going to be a hemshech of the second one. So that's what the Navi is told. The Kedusha Shniya was different from the Kedusha Rishayna. Kedusha Rishayna of Eretz Yisrael was based on Chayil V'Koach. So that's what, at the time of Churban HaMedina, when all the Babylonian armies took away the whole land from the Jewish people, there was no longer a Jewish government, so the whole Kedusha Saretz was Batla. But the Kedusha Shniya was not based on Lo'ibachah, but Lo'ibachah wasn't based on Kibush. It's rather based on Kiyim Beruchi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he will give a hashras hashchina there, so that's going to be kitchel osi lavoi. So that's why there's a difference. The Bayis Sheni was not a hemshech of the Bayis Rishon, but the Bayis Shlishi will be a continuation of the Bayis Sheni. So that's how they quote in the name of Rab Chaim that he interpreted. That was the answer that the Malach gave to the Nabi Zechariah. La'bichal v'la'bichoach. It's based on this. It's based on this halacha that there's a difference between kedusha rishon and kedusha shniya, because kedusha, exactly as the Rambam explains, kedusha rishon was based on kibush. So when the kibush is undone, so the kedusha disappears, and the kedusha shniya was based on beruchi hashvas hashchina. So the kedusha will not be batla. So the bayis hashlishi will be hemshech of the bayis hasheni, and the vision that is showing him about this golden era of Beis Hamikdash, that everything happens automatically, and the aloes fall down by themselves, and all the 49 streams of oil and menorah is burning so brightly. Everything goes on the bayis hashlishi.
Doesn't the Gemara of Basra in the beginning of Basra explain the pasuk that the second Beis Hamikdash would be greater than the first one by saying that it lasted longer and it was taller?
Yeah, the Gemara asked, how did, what do you mean, godly akvod abayis as achmen arishon, in what way was it greater? The Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel. So one says it was taller, and one says it lasted a little longer. So Rabbi Matisyo Shtrashan, the son of the Rashash, has a comment on that Gemara where he quotes from the Zohar. But the Zohar says, he quotes also the Tosfos Yontef on Mishnayos and Zroim, quotes that an Apikoros confronted him and he asked, a Yiddish Apikoros asked him, why did the Orthodox Jews keep on davening that the Rabbanu Shlom should rebuild the Beis Hamikdash? When you daven Musaf, he should rebuild the Beis Hamikdash and give us an opportunity to bring Karbanos. The Rabbanu Shlom said, Godli Akvar Abayis Azeh HaAchrim and Arishon, this is the last Beis Hamikdash. There isn't going to be another one. So the Navi said the second Beis Hamikdash is the last. So what are we praying? It's a tefillah shav what we're praying. The Rabbanu Shlom said there's not going to be another Beis Hamikdash. So the Tosfos Yontef said he answered the Apikoros and he showed him that in biblical Hebrew the word Achron doesn't always mean last. It means latter. And the word Rishon doesn't always mean first. It means prior. Like it says by Bir Chometz, it says Ach b'yam Rishon tashbis esar mibateichem. The Gemara says it does mean the first day Pesach, it means Erev Pesach. So Ach b'yam Rishon means before Pesach begins. So here also he said Lev yodei Achronim esrach yodei Achronim. Achronim doesn't always mean last, it means latter. So Godli Yakvod Abayis as Achronim means the second Beis Hamikdash. So that's what the Tosfos Yontef answers. So the Rav Matisyahu Shtrashan points out that the Zohar has this different comment. Godli Yakvod Habayis Hazeh HaAchron, this second hyphen third Beis Hamikdash. Habayis Hazeh is referring to the second Beis Hamikdash. Hyphen HaAchron is referring to the third Beis Hamikdash, that the third will be a hemshech of the second, as opposed to the second, which was not a hemshech of the first. Even though the pause in between the first and the second was only 70 years, and the pause between the second and the third is almost 2,000 years. It's close to 2,000 years already, but still, there's a difference. The third Beis Hamikdash is a hemshech of the second, and the second is not a hemshech of the first. Yeah. I think we discussed in connection with Amirul Anochri, so I think we discussed it. The Gemara has a Machlokes Hatanoim, Rebbe and the Chachamim, where the Bein Hashmashes of Friday evening, you're not permitted to do neither a malacha deraisa nor a malacha derabbanan. You can't say safik deraisa lechumres, you're not allowed to do a malacha deraisa, but safik derabbanan lekuli, you're allowed to do an isa derabbanan. No, that's a safik deraisa. The safik is what safik is it Shabbos, is it not Shabbos? That safik is a safik deraisa, which has ramifications in the area of dinim deraisa and dinim derabbanan. That's what Rabbi Kiveger writes in his Truvas. That's not called the Safik Derabbanan. That's the Safik Deraisa, which has a relevance when you get to Dinam Derabbanan. So that's called Safik Deraisa L'chum. Not only that case, there's a big machlek in Sachrein and many amachme. If you had I cooked some meat in a pot, and I'm not sure if the meat was kosher or treif. So I'm not allowed to eat the meat, and maybe treif. I'm not allowed to use the pot today, and maybe a treif a pot. I shouldn't cook any kosher food in the pot. What if I wait 24 hours? So after 24 hours, the kli is ain't a ben yoyma, so it's nice and tam nivgam. So the Gemara says, Liyosa Torah l'kadera bas yoyma. The yisa deraisa only is to cook kosher food in a pot if it's within 24 hours. After 24 hours, menater it's muta, so the whole need to kasher is only with the rabbon. So what would be the din of such a case? I cooked meat in a pot, and I'm not sure whether the meat was kosher or treif. So today I'm not allowed to eat the meat. I'm not allowed to cook any kosher food in the pot. If I wait 24 hours, do I have the right to say now, Sveka de Rabbanu Lekula? So many Achrayim say no. That's called Sveka de Raisachin is Galgal Liya Sveka de Rabbanu. Now it's no longer, the meat is gone already. And the only nafkamina is for the pot, so the only nafkamina is a din de Rabbanu. But still, since the shorish of the Sufik is a Sufik de Raisa, so many Achrayim hold that Sveka de Raisachin is Galgal Liya Sveka de Rabbanu is also Lechumer. So, but if it's Bein Hashmashes on Friday evening, that's even more chomer than that. That's a Sveika Deraisa. Still is a Sveika Deraisa, whether it's Shabbos or not. The Shorash HaSafik is a Sveika Deraisa, is a Shabbos. So you have to go Lechumer, Sveika Deraisa, Lechumer, both with respect to those aspects of Shabbos that are Deraisa, Melochas Deraisa, and with respect to those aspects of Shabbos that are only Derabbanan. So the Gemara has a Machlekes HaTanoim. Rebbe is of the opinion, the Gemara says we pass like Rebbe. Rebbe is of the opinion that whatever is only an Issa de Rabbanon is Mutter ben Ashmashis. It's against what we just developed, the whole idea. So Taisa explains, no, it's Mutter b'makam hefsid merube b'mukam b'makam shasat chagadol b'makam mitzvah. There's a very pressing need, so it's a special hefter. I think one Erevin has this in the middle of the third parak in Erevin, and explaining certain coolness in the Mishnah is there. Kol davi shum shuvus l'gazuela ben Ashmashis. So Taisus points out a raya from the Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this in the name of the Balei Taisus. You're not mata everything, anything and everything bein hashmashes when there's a big tzara gadol. Only a shvus kala, a shvus chamur, you're not mata. So it says, for example, Taisus has a raya from the Gemara to carry pachas midalad amas. I'll carry something in the Mishus Ram, I'll put it down after 3 amas. Then I'll pick it up, put it down after 3 amas. So at the end of the day, I carried 6 amas, but because I dropped it off in the middle, so I broke it up into 2, and each one was less than dalar amas. So Tesis said, that's only an Issa derabbanan to carry pachas medalar amas in the Mishus Rabbi. But there, if you won't do the hanoch in between, you will have violated an Issa deraisa. So, mamish, you're on the border. You're just on the brink of violating an Issa deraisa. So you have to remember to do hanoch in the middle, to lower it down to the level of the derabbanan. So Tesis has arrived in the Gemara, that we wouldn't permit you to carry pachas midalad amas ben hashmashes, even if you have a big shas hatchak and a hefsid meruba and a makam mitzvah. It's only if it's a shvus kala, a shvus chamura not. So that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So then there's a machlekes in Rishonim. What status should you give to Amir al-Nachr? Would you permit Amir al-Nachr during ben hashmashes or not? Is Amir al-Nachr considered a shvus kala? Because I'm not even doing anything. The Nachr is doing the malach. Or should I say no? That Amir al-Nachri is considered a Shvus Chamura. With the Rabbanon, some Rishonim have a Lashon, that's what the Balatanya quotes in his Shulchan Aruch Harav, that Lashon from the Rishonim, we said Amir al-Nachri is a called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein Deraisa Tikkun. So what's the Kein Deraisa? So we just developed the whole theory that it's Kein Deraisa of Amir al-Ger Toshav. One could say differently, it's called the Tikkun Rabbanon, Kein Deraisa Tikkun of Shlichas. There's an institution of Shluchas Shladen Kemoisai. So if I ask a Nachri to do Malacha for me on Shabbos, so I say, based on the principle Min HaTorah, I say, In Shlich L'Dvar Aveira. And even if you hold like the Tana Shammai Hazok and the Yesho Lich L'Dvar Aveira, so the Nesiva says that by Shabbos it doesn't apply. It doesn't make sense to say Yesh L'Dvar Aveira by Shabbos, because Sof Kosof, I'm not doing anything. And then thirdly, he's a Nochri and Shlichas a Nochri. But still, some Rishonim use that Lashon, that Amir and Nochri Shvus, because Yesh Lichas La'akam L'chumra. And the Rabbanim, we say that Yesh Lichas L'var there. So the so there's room to argue the point and say that Amir L'Nochri Ben Hashmash is based on the principle of Yesh Lichas La'akam L'chumra. Maybe it's a Chomedikhi, said the Rabbanim. It's considered as if I did the Malacha myself. So maybe it should be considered like an Issa the Rabbanah Chama, which you're not Mata Ben Hashmashes. So that's a machlekes. In the Shulchan Aruch, they paskin Amir and Anachri is Muta Ben Hashmashes, because we consider it an Issa the Rabbanah Kal. The Mishkan is Yankov. As a tshuva, he doesn't like that psak. He thinks that we should not follow the Shulchan Aruch. He thinks that we should be Machmer, and we should not permit Amir and Anachri Ben Hashmashes, even Mamakam Hefse Merubin and Tzarech Mitzvah and so on and so forth. But that's the way it says in Shulchan Aruch. So the Magen Avraham has the following statement. Let's say it's Ben Hashmashes, and the woman forgot the Ben Shlich. And she doesn't have a chandelier with the lights on. The room is partially dark. In Europe, they didn't have electric lights. The room is dark. Her husband's going to come home from Shul. It's going to be pitch black. They're going to be eating in the dark. They won't see anything. So that's quite a tzarech gadol. That's quite a makkah mitzvah. So the Magen Avraham says, we would permit the woman to ask a goy to light the candles. And when the guy lights the candles, then the balabasta should say the bracha, Shekhar Hashem Sasson, Lahadlik Nershal Shabbos. That's how the Magen Avraham says. So the Mishkan is Yankov is not happy with this. At first, he picks his fight with the Shulchan Aruch. Mechava says Amir Lenachri is Mutta. He thinks you shouldn't allow Amir Lenachri Ben Hashmashi. He thinks Amir Lenachri is a Shvus Chamura. It's not a Shvus Kala, so you shouldn't allow it. And then he says, secondly, and even if you already follow what it says in Shulchan Aruch, that Amir Lenachri is Mutta Ben Hashmashi, the woman should say a bracha because the guy is lighting the candles. What's the shaychus? One only says a bracha when one performs a maisa mitzvah. Just because I'm in fulfillment of a mitzvah, kiyam a mitzvah, that doesn't warrant a bracha. The nochri can't recite a bracha. He can't say kedushanu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu. The words don't fit in. What's he going to say? Baruch atah Hashem lakeinu melech ha'olam lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. So there's no sentence. There's no sentence over there. So you have to say Akashakarasham Saswana. So the Nochri can't say the bracha, but the woman can't say the bracha either, because she's not performing the Maisa Mitzvah. The Magen Avraham has this opinion that a bracha can be recited over a mitzvah when there's a Kiyama mitzvah, even if you're not doing a Maisa Mitzvah. Magen Avraham writes in another place that if I move into a house and there are no mezuzahs, so when you put up the mezuzah, you say bracha, Shekarashanam Saswana, Likvaya mezuzah. What if you move into a home where there are kosher and mezuzahs? So the Magen Avraham says, you don't have to be kovei any mezuzahs. So he says, you recite a bracha. So the Achrayim disagree that his chetshub at the end of Hilchas Mezuzah and Yeridei Chel Gimel quotes the Birkei Yosef by the Chidoh, who disagrees with the Magen Avraham. He says, we never heard of such a bracha. It doesn't exist. Because you're not doing a Maisa Mitzvah. We hold that you only recite the bracha when you're about to perform a Maisa Mitzvah. You just have a kiyama mitzvah, you're living in a home with mezuzahs, the mele, you mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah, you mekayim it b'shevi al tasa, you're not doing a maisa mitzvah, so there's no bracha.
But what would you say? First time you walk in the house, when you're ready to sign the shtar, what would you say?
When you move in, you sign the shtar, you're not chayiv in mezuzah yet, yeah, when you move into the house.
I always thought the Iker Tayyid Achorim Ha'an the Magen Avraham was not that you're not doing a maisa, that he made a bracha.
There has two tainas. The Chidu has two tainas. One is, we don't have in our power, we don't have the authority to compose brachas. So the Magen Avraham holds, you don't have to compose brachas. The bracha composes itself. You put it into the computer. Birchas ha-mitzvah, mezuzah, when I'm living in the house. So it gives out the answer. Lada babai, sheyesh ba mezuzah. You don't have to compose brachas. And the other Achayim hold, no. We have no such a computer that you just feed in the information and it spits out an answer that this and this. You have to compose a bracha on each and every mitzvah. No one ever composed such a nusach bracha. That's the first taina that the Chido has. Then he has a second taina that the whole thing is wrong, that it does make sense to recite a bracha when one is in fulfillment of a mitzvah. You have to perform a maisa mitzvah. So that's the Magen Avraham Lushitas, and the Magen Avraham holds when the Nochri lights the candles, the woman, the balabasta, can recite the bracha, even though she's not doing the maisa mitzvah. So he said the same by the mezuzah. You live in a house that has a mezuzah. You didn't do any specific, you're living in a house that's a secular act. You didn't do any particular act to be kaveh the mezuzah. So the Magen Avraham says that you can recite a bracha over a kiyama mitzvah. We don't accept that. We hold you only say a bracha when you're performing a maisa mitzvah. So that's why there's a famous machloikas let's say a person on the fourth night of Hanukkah, tonight is going to be the fourth. You allowed to say that? You say, last night we lit three candles. Last night we lit three candles. So let's say tonight the person made a mistake and he forgot and he only lights three candles. He said the bracha l'hadlik nashar Hanukkah lights three candles. Then a couple of minutes go by and then someone brings to his attention, tonight is the fourth night of Hanukkah. So he wants to light a fourth candle in order to be yotzei the mahadrin and a mahadrin. So do you say a bracha? You already said a bracha, you already yotzei the ikar mitzvah with one candle. Neri should base him. Ikar then yotzei with one candle. But he wants to fulfill the mahadrin and a mahadrin. Moshe v'hoylach. So on the fourth night you're supposed to light four candles. So he didn't do it yet. So when he's going to light the fourth candle, does he recite a bracha or not? So that's a famous machlok. It's the Pichorish and Eliyahu Rabbi. So the Pichorish says, no, he's already yotzei the mitzvah. He lit what candle? He's yotzei. You never recite a bracha when you're doing something just in order to have hider mitzvah. You already yotzei the mitzvah, the ikar mitzvah. And now the old rabbi thinks he has a rai from the Rishonim, from the Orchaz Chaim, I think. He quotes a rai from Rishonim that you do recite the bracha.
Don't we assume, like, we all light our own Hanukkiyot and we all make our own brachas? Like, so are we assuming already that?
Right, so Rabbi Kivega says he can prove from the fact that everybody lights their own menorah and they say a bracha lahalik ner shel Chanukah on their own menorah. So we're all yotzei. Whoever from the family lit first, everybody's yotzei. So whoever lights afterwards is only doing mahadran. So does not itself prove that the Eliyahu Rabbi is right. So Rabbi Kivega says no, because the Magen Avraham quotes from the Maharil, who asks, how does that work? If the first person lit in the home, so everybody was yotzei ready. So how do the other people light with the brachas? Shouldn't it be a bracha levat tola? So the Magen Avraham quotes the Maharil, no, everyone who has in mind to light his own menorah is considered as if he has kavana shelo latzeis with the first hadlaka. If you have kavana shelo latzeis, then you're not yotzei. So now you're mechuyev midina. You're not only mechuyev mitam hider. So why is it called mahadrin? Why is it called mahadrin? The mahadrin have in mind not to be yotzei with the hadlaka of the first one, and the mele the mechuyev midina to light the menorah. So that's what Rabbi Kivega says. The fact that our practice is, the Rambam quotes the Maharil, that our practice is that everybody lights his own menorah is not only a hidur. So you see that you do recite a bracha on a hidur. So how can the Pichadosh say not so? So he says, no, that's a different mahadrin. You have in mind not to be yotzei, that's the Maharil. So if you had in mind not to be yotzei, so you're not yotzei. So now you're mechuyev medina. But here, he was yotzei. He lit his own menorah, but he lit three instead of four. So when he lights the fourth one, he already was yotzei. He was ready yotzei with the menorah that's burning. So he's only lighting a fourth candle l'shem hidur. So that's the machlekes, the prichodosh, and the olah rabbah, what he said, bracha or not. So there's room. So Rabbi Kivega is not sure how to paskin in such a case. Should we paskin like the prichodosh, no bracha is recited? Should we paskin like the olah rabbah, that a bracha should be recited?
Why sounds in the like world? Both the prichodosh and the olah rabbah hold that I can't do a hidur after I already did the ikar mitzvah.
Well, it's simultaneous. The other three are still burning, and he lights the fourth one. If the three already went out, then he's going to light the fourth one. So that doesn't make any sense. So he's lighting one. He lit three, then he's lighting one. It means the other three are burning with the fourth one. So now he has four. So now he has the heater together with the ikemitz. So that's the machlek, is whether it makes sense to say a bracha.
Yehuda says that you can say a bracha on the little waste of the time. But we have the bracha of the Moshe Basoka. Wait till
we do the Kiddush
and
we technically don't do that necessarily,
right?
If
let's say
you
didn't have,
you
just had
your sukkah.
Right.
No.
So if he goes in, you say Sheva Sukkah.
When you walk in, the walking in is the
Ma'isa Mitzvah.
I mean, when he walks into the house.
If you don't agree to that, then you would say Sheva
Sukkah. Uh-huh. I mean, the walking into the house is the Maisa HaMitzvah.
There's no mitzvah to live in a house.
Yeah. When you live in the house, it makes it into a bias. And then you yotze the mitzvah, you always yotze b'shev al tas. When you do the Kriyas HaMezuzah, that's a Maisa HaMitzvah. I think walking into the sukkah, that is the Maisa HaMitzvah. Like nailing up the mezuzah is the Maisa of Kriyas HaMitzvah. But living in the house, I think, is not the Maisa Mitzvah. So it's mostly that it's a day's dira. Mezuzah chayves ador. So if I'm doing a dira, so meila mechuyev in mezuzah. I don't think that's called the Maisa Mitzvah. It's an interesting point. I think there's room to distinguish. Yeah. So what's taka the position of the Eliyahu Rabbah? The Pichodesh Locher is right. Where do you ever find that you say bracha on a hider? He was already yotzei the mitzvah. He lit three candles. He's yotzei with the first candle. So, and he already said a bracha before. So why should he say bracha as he's about to light the fourth candle now 20 minutes later? So I thought what it means is the following. It's going to come out that you have two brachas on one mitzvah. He lit three candles 20 minutes ago and he said a bracha on the Ganesh al Chanukah. And now he's going to light the fourth candle. He's going to say another bracha. Where do you find two brachas on one mitzvah? So the answer is we do find. The Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs picks on the Rambam. The Rambam says, Akravas Karbin Oyla Ki Mishpata is one mitzvah. Akravas Karbin Mincha Ki Mishpata is one mitzvah. Akravas Karbin Shlamim is a third mitzvah. Each one is a mitzvah. And then the Rambam says, and I'm not going to count Shchita, Kabbalah, Haloch, Ezrika, Hepshit, Neituach, HaKtorah. He's not going to count Shvicha Shiraim. He's not going to count all of these mitzvahs. These are all detailed. These are all Prote Miprote HaMitzvah. So the Ramban asks the Kash against the Rambam, how can he say that these all constitute one big fat mitzvah of l'akriv karbon oilo kimishpata, l'akriv karbon chatas kimishpata? But there's a tosefta that says that the one who shechts the oilo recites a bracha, shekin Hashem says a tzivanu al zvichas al shchitas oilo, and one of those kabbalas adam says a shekin Hashem b'kedushas shalom tzivanu l'kabbalas adam. The one who does halochas adam says a bracha. The one who does rikas adam says a bracha. Every person, every step of the way says a bracha. So the Ramban asks the kasha, how can it be if the Rambam is right that it's all, these are all prote mipirte ha-mitzvah, it's all one big mitzvah, so how can it be that you say 10 brachas on one mitzvah? So Megillas Esther on the side of the Sefer Mitzvah says he doesn't see what's so difficult. The Chachamim instituted the Birchas ha-mitzvah, sometimes you can say 10 brachas on one mitzvah. They instituted the Birchas ha-mitzvah every time you do a Maisa mitzvah. In the reverse, sometimes you have a kima mitzvah without a maisa mitzvah, there's no bracha. Let's say you live in a house that has a mezuzah, so we assume that there's no bracha because there's no maisa mitzvah. And if you have one mitzvah that has 10 maisa mitzvah, then you say 10 different brachas. Take for example, the Rambam writes, the Rambam paskins like that opinion of the Gemara that it's optional. If you want to, you can eat matzah mora together. If you want, you can eat the matzah separately and the mora separately. Different opinions in the Gemara. So the Rambam writes, if you eat the matzah separately and the maror separately, then you say two separate brachas ha-mitzvah. You recite the bracha shekher shana b'mitzvah sub'tzvanu al achilas matzah, and you eat the matzah. Then you say a separate bracha shekher shana b'tzvanu al achilas maror, you eat the maror. And if you decide you want to eat the matzah and the maror together, then he says you recite one bracha shekher shana b'mitzvah sub'tzvanu al achilas matzah is the maror. Why the nusach ha-bracha changes? Here he says al achilas matzah, here he says al achilas maror. All of a sudden it becomes al achilas matzos and marorim. That's a good question. But you see, that's a very good question, but you see from the Rambam that whether you say one bracha, two brachas doesn't depend whether it's one mitzvah, two mitzvahs. It depends whether there's one maisa mitzvah. If you're doing one maisa mitzvah, eating matzah mara together, then you say one bracha. If you're eating matzah separately and mara separately, the two maisa mitzvah, then you say a separate bracha. Same thing the Rambam writes, the Dalam Minim Shebelulav Amiyakim Zezeh. So one time is of the opinion that lulav tzarech eged. If you don't have the hadasma and the rabbis tied together with the lulav, you're not yotzei. And we don't pass like that. We pass in lulav ein tzarech eged. So Tosis writes in Menachos that even though we hold lulav ein tzarech eged, but you're only yotzei if you pick up all the dalaminim of asachas. If you pick up zeh hazeh, pick up first an esrig, then a lulav, then hadasim, then our rabbis. I didn't even pick it up as man hazeh. So even though we pass in ein tzarech eged, but zeh hazeh you're not yotzei. And the Rambam is not so. Since we pass in lulav ein tzarech eged, so you're yotzei even b'zach hazeh. So the Rambam says, but if you pick it up b'zach hazeh, if you pick up all four b'vasachas, then the Gemara says you say one bracha al netilas lulav. Why lulav? Because lulav gavay mikulav. Lulav is tall. But if you pick up b'zach hazeh, then you say bracha al netilas esrek, al netilas lulav, al netilas adasim, and al netilas arabis. You say four different brachas on each one, even though it's one mitzvah makom zeh. But sometimes you say four brachas. So here also, this Anish Gefelach, the Elior Rabba, his Shita is not so bad. He claims that in this case he say two brachas. If the fourth night, say L'Hadlik Nechash Chanukah, and you light four candles one after the other, you can't ask Akasha, why not say four brachas? You're doing a Maisa Adlok on the first candle, Maisa Adlok on the second candle. No, that's a Tosefta. If you're performing, the Tosefta has it in a person, a farmer is about to be Mafrish Bikurim, and then he's also bikurim on the stuff that's mechuba lekarka. Then he's going to be mafresh truma and other stuff. Then he's going to be mafresh challah on the bread that he's baking. And then he's going to be mafresh maisa and amaisa. So So the Tosefta says in Bracha, you only say in Bracha, Allah Frashas Truma, because all four have a shame Truma, Bikurim and Truma Gedoyla, and Chala and Maisa and Amaisa, it's all considered Truma. So you can say one Bracha. That's why you have for the Rishonim hold, Rashi and the Rambam hold, when you put on Shal Yad and Shal Rosh, one after the other, you only say one Bracha, Laniach Tfilin, because they're both called Tfilin, and they're both called Laniach Tfilin. Even if you hold that they're two separate mitzvahs, two mitzvahs can be covered with one Bracha. The Nusach HaBracha applies to both. And you do one after the other. But if you were mafsik in between the Shayad and the Shorosh, then you got to say a separate bracha on the Shorosh. Here also, if you light all the four candles, bevasachas, so you're doing four maisa hadlaka, and the four maisa hamitzvah can be covered with one bracha. But if he made a mistake, he lit three. And then 20 minutes later, he realized he made a mistake, he should have lit four. So it's shaykh to say, that was a takonas chachamim, a hadlaka of four candles is required in order to fulfill the mitzvah of Mahadrim and Amahadrim. So there's room to say, even though he's not being Yotze, a separate mitzvah, he was Yotze the mitzvah. He already was Yotze with the hadlaka of the first Nair. He didn't even need the other two. But this is another Maisa HaMitzvah of Hadlaka Saner. So we can understand why the Eliyahu Rabbah is of the opinion that you do recite the bracha. You can say two brachas on one mitzvah, the one bracha of Mahadrim Nesha Chanukah on the first three, another bracha on the fourth one. And even though, why are you saying a bracha on the heder? The answer is, it's a different kind of a heder. It's a heder where the heder consists of doing another maisa mitzvah, doing another hadlaka. The bracha that you say on the one candle, if you'd have only lit one candle, that would have been a bracha over the maisa mitzvah of hadlakas ner Chanukah. When you light the fourth candle, 20 minutes after having lit the first three, so that's also a maisa hadlaka. That's exactly the same maisa mitzvah as the first one. So we can understand, Sanish Gefeloch, the Kevega is not sure how you should pass it. He's not prepared to be Mekel in that case, but he's Mitzaref to Eliyahu Rabbah in another case where there's another Mokum to be Mekel. He's Mitzaref it. He thinks that there is room to argue over here and to say that maybe you should say a bracha on the Hidah Mitzvah. The Tosfos on the bottom of Zayin on the base is bothered with a kasha. We know all over Shas, if you have an otzitz nakuv, so it's yoinik from the ground, and whatever grows there is chayv in trumas and maisa. So the Gemara says, if you have an otzitz nakuv that's suspended in midair, and you put it on the ground, you chayv mishum noteya. And if you take an otzitz nakuv from the ground, and you put it on top of a tripod, and it's suspended in midair, you chayv mishum toilish. How can it be toilish and noteya if it's still yoinik from the ground? How is it not there? So Tosfos says that Gemara is only made the Rabbanim. As Rashi writes in Shabbos, that's not a din deraisa. You look in the Rambam, you know, the Kelim and the Rambam assume the Rambam does not agree with Tosfos. Because the Rambam writes Chayiv, Chayiv Mishum Noteya. The Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchot Shabbos, whenever he writes Chayiv, it means that it's a din deraisa. So what's Taka the answer? I believe in Otzit Nokam, Amunach Agabi Yisaitis, is also Yonik from the Karkam. So we explained with a long head, but we said like this. There's a Mishnah, Yutes Amin Aleph, where there's a Machlekes Hatanoi. If you write the get on Yad HaEved, and then you give the Isha the whole Eved. So Rabbi Yosef clearly holds that it's no good, because it has to be Aldova She'ein Baruach Haim and Aldova She'ein Enev Ochun. But if it's a Balchai, it's a live animal, so that's no good. And we don't pass on like that. We pass on not only if you write the get on the leg of the behemoth is good, even if you write the get on the arm, al yad ha'eved is also good. So the osamech is bothered with akasha, but avadim hukshil karkois, and if you write the get on the mechuber is no good, so does toch karka? So if you write the get on the yad ha'eved is karka. So he says, what do you mean is karka? There's a din of kotzer on Shabbos. You're not allowed to be kotzer. So if you give the eved a haircut, yichai mishum kotzer, because avadim hukshil karkois, yichai mishum gozeis. If you cut off the hair from the wool, from the shear the wool off of the sheep, that's gozer. If you cut off fingernails, it's gozer. So it'll be gozer, but it won't be kotzer. No one's going to say kotzer. Why not kotzer? So he says you have to distinguish between karka versus metaltalim and mechubala karka versus tolish. And eved is dina kikarka. Whenever you have a difference between karka and metaltalim, eved is avodim hukshul karka, but it does make an eved into mechubala. And Eved is not considered Mechumah. He enters the Rabbi Kevega's Kasha with this. So that's the Pashtus over here also. You have to say, according to the Rambam, that if you have an Otzitznok, Mamuruch HaGabi, you say this, it's Yoinik from the ground, So the mitzvahs hatlis ba'aretz apply. The laws of Shemitah apply. The laws of Shumas and Maisis apply. That depends on whether the vegetable that's growing is yonik from Eretz Yisrael or it's not yonik from Eretz Yisrael. So if you have an otzis nokba, gabi yisaitis, the Gemara assumes that it's still yonik from Eretz Yisrael. But when you get to Hilcha Shabbos, that's a topic of kotzer. So if you pick it up on top of the yisaitis, true, it's still yonik from the ground, but it's still considered a violation of kotzer. So we pointed out that there are different dinim in different places in the Gemara. Some dinim depend on mechuber, some dinim depend on karka versus metalfim, some dinim depend on nechos m'sheish l'machrayis versus nechos m'shein l'machrayis, and some dinim depend on ein bo tfisas yadodim. Different, we say b'kitza karka versus metalfim, but a lot of times the Gemara will split, and the Gemara will say it's not exactly the same as karka versus metalfim. In each case, it's a little different. So this is one of the examples. Taina. That is a good taina. I don't know. Then we spend time here on the Tosis on Chesam Ebeis about the Amir Lenochri for the Bris Mila. The din is that a Mila Bisman is Decha Shabbos. Mila Shlai Bisman is not Decha Shabbos. The same thing, korbanos, akorev on Shabbos. Which korbanos akorev on Shabbos? If it's a korban shein zman kavua, if it's a korban shein zman kavua, then the din is that it's not decha Shabbos. The Gemara says something decha Shabbos and decha tumah. Depends on a korban shein zman kavua versus a korban shein zman kavua. We usually say that a korban tzibur is decha Shabbos decha tumah, and a korban yochid is not. So the Mishnah says in the beginning of the second parak in Tmura, Reb Meir says that that's a little bit of a misnomer. It doesn't really depend on Korban Yochid versus Korban Tzibur. It really depends on a Korban Shezmanu Kavua versus a Korban Shezmanu Kavua. Ruba de Ruba of the Korbanus Tzibur Azmanum Kavua. Ruba de Ruba of the Korbanus Yochid Arein Zmanum Kavua. So that's how the Klichem, the quotes this in the name of the Sochet Shavar Rebbe, the Avdei Nezer, to answer the Kasha of the Chacham Tzvi, quotes the Kasha from Rabbi Eliam Mizrahi. Rabbi Mizrahi wrote a commentary on Rashi, Ala Torah. And he wrote Shadas and Shuvas, and he wrote a commentary on the Smag. So they quote a lot from that. So this Kasha, the Yeshua quotes this from the Chacham Tzvi, or quotes it from the Biur of Rabbi Eliam Mizrahi on the Smag. It's out of style, nobody reads the Smag anymore. So nobody reads the Mefarshim on the Smag. But here on the side of the Gemara, they always tell you, Nine Mishpah, where the Smag is. No one even knows what a Smag looks like. So years ago, when they used to learn the Smag, they used to write Biurim on the Smag. So Rabbi Eliam Mizrahi has this kasha. Why did the Rabban Shalom have to make a miracle that the oil should burn for 8 days? The din is, Hadlokas Hamnar is like a carbon, and if you can't do Betara, it's a carbon Shizmana Kavua. Every day you have to burn the menorah. Carbon Shizmana Kavua. If you can't do Betara, so the din is, they did do it Betumah, so what's the problem? So the Sachat Shaver, the Klichemdan, Parshat Bahaloischa, and Hadlokas Hamnar quotes from the Sachat Shaver Rebbe, he said, if you have a menorah that already was neschanech, then there's a chiyuv, zman kavua, every day to light the menorah. But they had to make a new menorah, the Gemara says. They had to make a new menorah, the chashmonon. The old menorah was no good. When you make a new menorah, so it doesn't have the full kedushas of a menorah until you mechanech it. So when do you have to be mechanech it? So that's not zman kavua. You have to be mechanech it, the earliest available opportunity. Today, tomorrow, next week, whenever you have a chance. But you can't call that zman kavua. So that's not Deichet Tumah. That's how the Sochet Shavar Rebbe said. That's not Deichet Tumah. So it's still a question. So but they had enough oil for the first night. So the first night was B'tahara. So once they were Mechanechit for the first night, so what was there a need? The Kasha still B'mkoy Ma'amen. So why was there a need for Shemen Tohor for the next night? The next night is already Nischanach. So then it's already Zman Kavua. So why isn't it Deichet Tumah? He didn't really answer the kasha. The second night is the whole kasha. The first night there was Shem and Torah. So Rabbi Eliam Mizrahi himself gives a different teretz on this kasha, and the Acharonim don't understand what he's driving at. He says that just like Mila Bizman is Decha Shabbos and Machlokes HaTanoim, remember, is in the Mila. The Blessed says not only the Mila and the Machshir Mila, but also Decha Shabbos, and we don't pass them like him. We pass them only the actual Mila itself, Machshir and Mila, and not Decha Shabbos. And the same over here. The only thing that's Deichet Tumah by the carbon Hadlokas Hamnar is like a carbon is the actual Hadlokas Hamnar itself, the Tumah. But the Machshirei Hamanorah are not Deichet Tumah. So what are they going to do? They should prepare Shemen Betume, that's machshir haminayr. So it's not that, that's not dechetume. So the yes on the rebellion is rochi. What, there's an avera? What's the avera? There's an avera to prepare shemen tomei. There's an avera to manufacture shemen tomei. The avera is to bring it into the Beis Hamikdash, but you have no choice. So when do you ever have a din that you can do the hadlaka samanar in the state of tumah? The coin is tomei. When the coin walks into the Beis Hamikdash, that's only machshire. The actual hadlaka itself is when he's there already. So how does he get there? What, he's standing in the Heichal, and all of a sudden he becomes Tomei. That's the Heichal, so that's when it's Dechat Tumei. It means all the Kohanim are Tomei, and the only way to be Madlik Menor, he's going to walk in, he's going to walk in from outside, he's going to be Madlik Menor. So that's also Machshire. So they don't understand exactly what Rabbani Mizrahi answered over here. What's the difference whether the Kohen is Tomei, he walks in to be Madlik the Menor, or you're manufacturing Shemen Tomei and you bring it in. If I'm manufacturing Shemen in the state of Tumei per se, that's not an Aveira. Because he planted, the avera will be to bring it into the Beis Hamikdash. You bring Dovah Tami into the Beis Hamikdash, that's a big machlokes, whether that's the Rambam holds it's an Isakoris, and the Gemara says, the Gemara in the last daf in Erevin says, only an Isakoris if an Adam Tami walks in. If an Adam Torah carries a dead Sheretz into the Beis Hamikdash, there's no Koris. And the Rambam paskens against the Gemara. So on the Gemara, on the assumption that there's no Koris, is a deal, is it an Isa Derais and Isa Derabon? So they say, but that's only Machshirin. So what do you mean Machshirin? When the Adam Tommy walks in, it's also only Machshirin. So that's why nobody was happy with the rebellion Mizrahi's own answers. So that's why they all had to fish around to give other answers. Okay, we shall stop here. So tomorrow morning, the Bechina is, B'Shatay Masal, is 10 o'clock. The next year will be on January 20th.